Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus, believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Praise God for you.
Same to you. God bless you. Good to be here with you.
Yeah, it's a good pleasure to connect with you. What part of the world are you in tonight?
I am located in Amarillo, Texas. That's the top of Texas. The largest city at the top of Texas.
How long have you been there in Amarillo, Texas?
Well, I grew up in Amarillo, Texas 15 years ago. My family and I moved for about 12 years. We moved to Indiana, South Bend, Indiana. Did some pastoring there, and then after about 12 years, we felt led to move back here to Amarillo.
How did you come to meet Jesus?
I was introduced to the Lord Jesus at a very early age. Now, my lifestyle at one point in time probably did not reflect that, but that's a whole nother story. I surrendered my life to the Lord initially at the age of 17 years.
When did you get married?
I got married when I was 24, which was in 1984.
I was 1 year old. Ooh, just came out.
Watch out now. You're telling off on my age. Yeah, but I'm 65 now, but I'm a young 65. I feel good.
That's good.
In my body, yeah. And so he's really been good to my family and I.
There are children in the mix as well, right? You've had daughters, I saw.
Correct. Well, we had four. My wife gave birth to four. The youngest one was a son. He passed away early, close to 2 years of age. Had some heart challenges. The three daughters that we raised, so forth and so on, they are alive and well, in spite of our son leaving this earth and transitioning to heaven. And we believe the word of God where that's concerned, without question, where children are concerned. Then our daughters are close by, and we have what I truly believe is a rich relationship with them and they with us.
Being a pastor for as long as you've been, do you have seasonal words that God gives to you? And if so, what is the seasonal word that you've gotten for this time?
There are those moments in time where the Lord, there are certain messages that come from the Lord. I mean, without a doubt, you know, what's interesting probably happened more so. Comes to me a slightly different now in this season of my life. There are some things that I get from the Lord, some messages that I get from the Lord through prayer. And usually what he does is give me an inspired thought. And oftentimes it's not just for the season, depending upon your audience, depending upon your one's sphere of influence, because there are some people that are called to the nations. There are others that are called to pastor people or overseer people in a particular locale. And what God will do is give you a message for the people that you are assigned to watch over. Sometimes that message can carry over and have a great influence on others, but particularly those that you are called to. When you look at the biblical pattern, you know, Moses had a particular people that he pastored, if you will. Jeremiah had a particular people that he was called to minister to, so much so that God at certain times told him exactly what to relate to the people. But then it's also sort of is similar in nature to being a parent where children are concerned. There's sometimes where you see the need to maybe preach or to teach a particular subject or a particular message or address a particular issue, because you can see with your natural eyes what they stand in need of. The same is real similar to raising children, and you see that your child needs new shoes, you know, that they worn out their shoes, they have worn out clothing. Well, you don't have to pray and ask God to lead you as to what it is that they need. You can see the need, and God gives us, you know, enough know-how to know if you have the means to meet the need.
At 66, I'm guessing that the way the word has come to you in different forms and fashions as compared to before, that a hobby may be something that is the relief or the release of your life as well. Is there something like that, a hobby that you partake in at this point?
My wife and I would take the time to just, you know, go to the theaters and watch a movie. But when I was younger, in my younger days, in my 30s, when I really started preaching, the way I would escape is I was a former high school basketball player. And so, of course, that was one of the ways to just kind of alleviate frustration and stress.
What's on the horizon for you, Pastor?
My thing is this. I realize that I have more, in all probability, all things being equal, I have more years behind me than I do ahead of me. Yet at the same time, I do have, and I believe this to be true too, quite a number of years ahead of me to make a great impact. You begin to understand, I believe, in terms of living for the Lord and the things that God has called us to do and the assignment that is upon my own individual life, I understand it better now than ever before. But my motto is I do want to live long, but I also want to live strong. The Bible says that the ending of a thing is better than the beginning. And so what I want to do is just leave a true godly, not a religious legacy, but a godly legacy to where those that I have the privilege to influence and to make an impact in their life, that they would understand what it is to live for the Lord and recognize the fact living for him is real. This is the reason that we are here on this earth. Each and every individual is given a divine purpose, has a divine purpose, but also has a specific assignment. And so I want to finish my assignment. That's what the Apostle Paul said. He said that he wants to finish, close out strong.
Love that. Again, a pleasure, a treasure. Thank you for being on What is Inspired by 12 Minute Convos.